listening to The Corbett Report. CorbettReport.com.
Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Corbett Report Radio. I'm your host, James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and you're tuned into the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, I am broadcasting to you from the sunny climes of Western Japan, where it is already the 12th of September 2012. But for those of you listening to my voice live stateside, you're listening to me on the evening of the 11th of September 2012. Of course, the 11th anniversary of the tragic events of 9/11/2001. And I'm sure that everyone listening to my voice right now has their own memories of that day. And my own are imprinted quite firmly in my mind. I remember it. I assume that this is really the JFK-type event of our generation. And just as everyone remembers where they were and what they were doing on 11/22/1963, so too does my generation very much remember what they were doing on 9/11/2001. Myself being freshly graduated from university, I was working at my first ever job as a front desk general person around the office, working for a commercial real estate company in downtown Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I remember getting off the train, taking me to work one day, and meeting one of my coworkers who happened to casually mention that she had seen a plane had hit the World Trade Center in New York, and I didn't understand anything else about it. I didn't know what else was going on, so I didn't really even think too much about it. I thought it was just some sort of terrible accident that had happened. And little did I know that was going to be my introduction to the event that in some ways has come to shape and change my life, and I'm sure the lives of many of you out there, for the worse in many ways. But hopefully in the end we can use this as a means of spreading awareness about what is really happening in our society. And certainly it wasn't until many years later that I began to truly question what had happened on 9/11/2001 and the lies that we have been told about that day, and of course the wars that have been waged in the name of that fictitious boogeyman organization that has been built up from the very its very inception by the CIA, Al-Qaeda, which is now, of course, our friend in Syria and Libya and anywhere else we want to use them as the sword of the New World Order, but our enemy boogeymen whenever we need a PR victory. And, of course, we just refers to the governments of our selected countries, not the actual people of those countries. So it has been an event that has so fundamentally shaped our society that it's difficult to imagine what the last 11 years would have looked like without 9/11 having been there as the totem directing our society in the direction of tyranny. And all of the things that have flown from that, the Department of Fatherland Security and the TSA grabbing and groping little children as they try to fly across the country, and all of the other infringements on basic liberties and human rights that have resulted from that day. And it is all based on a pack of lies, half-truths, and unanswered questions. This is something that I addressed on my most recent podcast episode at CorbettReport.com in an episode called The Meaning of 9/11 Truth. I hope you will check that out. I think it does raise some of the important issues about what 9/11 Truth is about and why we are here doing what we're doing at the Corbett Report and in the alternative media generally, trying to raise awareness of these questions and their importance. But tonight on the broadcast, we're going to be taking a dip through the Corbett Report archives. Obviously, I've been covering this topic since way back, since episode one of the Corbett Report podcast 5+ years ago now. I've been on the case of 9/11. So tonight we're going to be looking specifically at some videos that I've done over the past year for GRTV, some interviews with people like Paul Craig Roberts and Michelle Chosadovsky and Mark Gaffney, as well as a short news piece I did on the desecration of the remains of the victims of 9/11 that has gone on, and the cover-up of that has gone on for years through the Pentagon. So that's all for me for tonight on the broadcast. We're going to turn it over, the mic over, to some of the guests that have been here talking about 9/11 in the past as we reflect on this solemn occasion, the 11th anniversary of 9/11/2001. So stay tuned right there. We have lots of information coming up for you right after this break.
Well, she could sing like an angel in a flame of grace. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, let's talk about the financial investigations that have or haven't taken place and what we do or don't know about them. And of course, the one that most people have probably heard of but don't know very much about in detail is the investigation into the put options that were put on various stocks, not only the airlines, but also some of the financial firms that are were located in the World Trade Center, which had put options placed against them prior to 9/11. And there's a lot of information that's come out over the years, but still a lot that we don't know. Let's talk about those put options and how they play into this.
Well, I looked at this in my book in a chapter about insider trading. And, there's no mistake that people had inside knowledge and they were trying to make money on the, you know, off the attack. And the number one company where the most put options was United Airlines. But Marshall McLennan was second, and that was one of the 38 companies on the Securities Exchange Commission list. They had a list of 38 suspect companies. And Marshall McLennan is especially curious also because there were so many coincidental connections with Marshall McLennan and the Greenberg Empire. Marshall McLennan was based in Building 1, in fact, took the direct hit from the first plane, American Airlines 11, supposedly piloted by Mohammed Atta, although I don't think he was actually flying the plane. I argue in my book that remote access and control technology had come of age just before 9/11, and this was probably used. I argue that it was used And of course, that would mean that Mohammed Atta didn't really fly the plane into the tower. He was basically out of the loop and just sitting there like a victim. He was also a victim in the cockpit. You know, the perpetrators were flying the plane, or probably uploaded a different flight plan that was designed to fly the plane into the tower. And there was probably a transmitter in the tower at the point of impact that was guiding the plane in. But so Marshall McLennan figures prominently in all of these coincidences around the World Trade Center collapse, or the World Trade Center impacts and collapse, and also with the put options and with the evidence for financial crimes. Richard Grove was another, gave testimony on this, and he's yet another source linking Marshall McLennan to possible financial crimes. I think, you know, you can't ignore, there's been very little discussion about Marshall McLennan's put options, but they were the second most put options.
That's exactly right. And for people out there who don't know about that Marshall McLennan story that Richard Grove was telling, let's talk about the computer software he was talking about that may have been used on 9/11 to facilitate trades that flew under the radar.
Well, this was a custom software that he was a liaison between his software company and Marshall McLennan. They inked a contract, I think it was in 2000. This was a rushed job. They worked on it 24/7, and I think the deadline was supposed to be July the 15th, 2001. This was designer software that his company had never done before. They were charting new territory, breaking new ground, and it was to link Marshall McLennan to to a number of other companies and we don't really know who they were, but Richard Grove thinks that these links may have been used to launder huge amounts of money, and we don't know what else, in the hours before, maybe even during 9/11. So this was a designer software that had never been created before, that was ordered especially by Marshall McLennan, and was finished and installed just before 9/11.
Now, one of the things that forensic investigators might say about this is that, well, we can always detect traces within the hard drives of various computers of whatever activity has gone on within them. So if there was some sort of trading that was happening on 9/11, some anomalous trading, it would have been picked up in the hard drives. But there's an interesting story about the hard drives that were recovered from the World Trade Center themselves that most people don't know about. Let's talk about that.
That's right. And I don't know if we're talking about some of those hard drives might have been from Marshall McLennan. We don't know, because that investigation basically went away. It just was buried. It dropped off the edge of the planet. There were reports in December of 2001 in Reuters and CNN about this hard drive recovery effort. Apparently a couple of U.S. Telecommunications companies contracted for this German company named Konbar to use this proprietary software using some kind of laser technology to recover data from these damaged hard drives that were recovered from the World Trade Center. And it's amazing that they pulled these hard drives out of that rubble pile, and they actually were able to recover 100% of the data on everyone they looked at. That was the initial report. And those scientists or technicians or whoever that were doing this recovery work, they were very suspicious, because they believed that they had uncovered evidence of unexplained financial transactions. You know, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars worth, and I think they had already at that point examined 38 drives. And they had a whole, a lot more they were going to look at, and then suddenly this thing just dropped out of sight. So we don't know what happened.
Very, very strange how that happens. Well, earlier you mentioned the Greenberg Empire, talking about Hammer and Hank Greenberg of AIG. So let's talk a little bit about him and what that connection might be to 9/11.
Well, AIG, under Hank Greenberg, actually bought up the CIA of Wall Street, Kroll, this company that did security work. And it had gone bankrupt, and I think it was in 1993 that AIG saved it. and they basically bought it. And then it became an AIG affiliate, and was, you know, AI, Kroll was taking orders from that point on from Hank Greenberg, and they had also had the security one of the security contracts for the World Trade Center. I think the contract was to upgrade security at the World Trade Center, and that contract extended right up until the day of the attack. So they had access to all the buildings, and one of the Kroll executives was Howard. I think his name was Jerome Howard. He was Rudolph Giuliani's head of his Office of Emergency Management, I believe it was called, and they had a crisis center in Building 7. And, you know, this thing had glass windows and had its own air ventilation system. I mean, it was complete, state-of-the-art. And yet it was abandoned on 9/11.
And yes, they spent millions of dollars carefully situating it in Building 7 and then abandoned it on the very morning when it was most needed, shortly before the building collapsed directly into its own footprint. An interesting coincidence. Well, all of this brings up so many different unresolved issues, and unresolved because the investigations into them either were canceled or never completed, or the results were never made public. Even the SEC investigation into the put options that we mentioned earlier was eventually that entire investigation and all of its records were destroyed as part of routine record keeping, so that the SEC no longer has the records that they came up with in their own investigation. And all of these things point to a sort of pattern of destruction of evidence. Do you think we'll ever be able to come to the bottom of this financial money trail when it comes to 9/11?
I think we'll be lucky if we get to the bottom of it. However, it's quite possible somebody might come over to the truth movement, some insider who stumbles upon or has some kind of insider knowledge about this. Might come forward. You never know. That's possible. But you mentioned the pattern. Yes, there certainly is a pattern, because the very same thing that happened, or, you know, on 9/11 also happened in Oklahoma City, where it's my understanding that just as in Building 7, they had stored the records for Enron and many other investigations into corruption and financial crimes that the SEC was looking into when all that was destroyed. It's my understanding from this new film, Noble Truth, that the records for Whitewater were stored in the Mura building in Oklahoma City, and possibly evidence about the MENA operation. You know, they were smuggling. This was set up by the CIA to train pilots during the Contra War in the 1980s, and according to various witnesses, they were taking arms down to the Contras, and they were returning with drugs and drug money that was being laundered through a bank there in Little Rock, Arkansas. So the same pattern.
That's right. And just for the record, that documentary is A Noble Lie at anoblelie.com. But yes, definitely exposing some of the similarities between what took place at OKC and 9/11 with the Enron records and WTC-7. So let's step back for a moment and take a look at the big picture here, because, of course, the 9/11 Commission final report famously said that that they were never able to come to the bottom of the financing of the attacks or how the money was funneled to these alleged hijackers. But that ultimately that question is of little practical significance. And that is a direct quote, little practical significance, which is a statement that on its face is so absurd that I don't think anyone who reads it could read it with a straight face. What do you make of that statement, and what do you make of the unwillingness of any level of either the government or media to look into the financial aspects of 9/11? What does that really say about the so-called investigation?
Well, you know, what really rankles me, James, is the fact that the media allowed them to get away with this. Nobody asked any questions. You know, I mean, this is just so silly, it's ridiculous. There were 38 companies that were on the SEC suspect list, and yet only a couple of them are mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report, and they did a very most superficial job imaginable of you know, covering this, in fact, you know, whitewashing it, a couple of paragraphs in that 500, 600-page report. on this. So, I mean, they hardly touched it at all, and, you know, the press let them get away with this.
Introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Well, it was a very important landmark in my life, certainly on the 9th of September, following a crash course in FTP transfers with a young man who actually was physically handicapped, and he came on a wheelchair to my home, and he said, well, do it this way, and we got it going. And so on the 9th of September, essentially operating with Front Page and very rudimentary software, we launched the website. I manned it from my home. It was I updated it. I had a student actually in philosophy was helping me with the postings, and this was on the 9th of September 2001. And then I recall vividly on the morning of September 11, I was driving to the office at the University of Ottawa, and I listened to the announcements on the radio. And when I got to the university, a little bit before 11 o'clock, the Bush administration had already declared without any evidence that Al-Qaeda, with the support of the Taliban government of Afghanistan, were behind the 9/11 attacks. And this statement was actually made by George Tenet, the head of the CIA at the moment, and at that particular time. And then in the evening at 9:30 p.m., they convened a war cabinet. They convened a war cabinet, which was integrated by a select number of top intelligence and military advisors, and then they launched the war on Afghanistan, essentially. They launched the war on terrorism. And the following day, as some people might recall, NATO actually corroborated under the articles of the Washington Treaty, which is the main document of NATO. They said that Afghanistan had attacked the United States. That's essentially what it meant. And the U.S. media in chorus was calling for military intervention against Afghanistan without a shred of evidence as to the involvement of a foreign country in these attacks. And then barely 4 weeks later, on the 7th of October, Afghanistan was bombed and invaded by U.S. troops. And we were led to believe that the decision to go to war had been taken on the spur of the moment on the evening of 9/11 by the war cabinet in response to the attacks by a foreign country which was supporting Al-Qaeda. And that was in fact the initiation of this war on terrorism, and it was also the initiation of the big lie, because Afghanistan had nothing to do with these 9/11 attacks. There was absolutely no evidence, and in fact, there was no evidence even that Al Qaeda was behind the 9/11 attacks, and in fact, confirmed subsequently. Osama bin Laden had been hospitalized on the 9th of September in a military hospital in Rawalpindi. And anybody who knows Rawalpindi knows that it's swarming with U.S. military advisors, so that if he had been treated for his kidney problems on the 9th of September, released one day later, it's not entirely clear when he was released, he could not have organized these 9/11 attacks from his hospital bed in the city of Rawalpindi, which is essentially the headquarters of the Pakistani military, Pakistani intelligence, and a country which has very close military and intelligence ties with the United States of America. But what disturbed me most, I think, in those events of 9/11. Is that several things. One, the public was not informed by the media that a large-scale theater operation against Afghanistan cannot be planned on the spur of the moment and executed in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks, okay, which was ultimately the case. The war cabinet declares war on Afghanistan in the evening of 9/11, and then four weeks later, on the 7th of October, Afghanistan is bombed and invaded. And anybody who has the minimal understanding of military planning will know that that type of operation takes months and months, and sometimes years of preparation. But at least several months of preparation would have been required to wage that type of large-scale military operation against Afghanistan, which suggests that the planning of the war in Afghanistan predated 9/11, and that 9/11, in effect, was the pretext and the justification to wage a war which was already on the drawing board of the Pentagon, which was in the pipeline, which was in an advanced stage, a state of readiness. And that is very important. Whatever one's view on 9/11, 9/11 provided the pretext and the justification for waging a war on humanitarian grounds, with the full support of world public opinion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, James, first let me make it clear that I've not made any original contributions to 9/11 research. I'm just a reporter, and I certainly don't know everything about it, but I have read widely among those who are skeptical. And what this article, this recent article, does is just sort of ask the question, how well has the government's explanation held up after 10 years? And I conclude it hasn't held up very well. We have, for example, the chairman and vice chairman and senior legal counsel of the 9/11 Commission itself, who have written books in which they partially disassociate themselves from their own 9/11 report. And they report that the commission was set up to fail, that the government made a decision not to tell the truth, that information was withheld from them, that witnesses who appeared before them were mainly people who agreed with the government's account. And that NORAD had lied to them, and that they had considered, or if not NORAD, I think they said Pentagon officials and FAA officials. I think that's what they said, had lied to them, and that they had actually considered referring that on obstruction of justice charges. Well, this is an amazing sort of outcome from the three senior people leading the commission, and so it raised questions. Now, to be clear, none of these three suggested that the government was complicit in the attack itself. And what they seem to be saying is that the government either needed to cover up its incompetence or to cover up that it actually knew more about the alleged attackers than it let on. They're not very specific about the nature of the lies, other than that they believe they were lied to. I mean, we also have the fact that one of the members of the commission, Max Cleland, the former U.S. senator, had resigned from the commission on the grounds that the fix was in, that that they weren't going to have full access to the information under the rules that the White House has established for the commission, and that that the commission was already compromised. Well, this is enough to make you wonder what really was going on. And then in this decade that's passed, we've had a number of professional groups arise. We've had the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. There are now 1,500 of these architects and engineers who, on the base of their own professionalism and expertise, say these buildings could not have fallen for the reasons given, that they had to have fallen for some other reasons. And we have physicists who have raised serious questions. And most recently, we had a report from an international scientific team led by, I think his name is Niels Harrit, a professor of nanochemistry at the University of Copenhagen, who reports finding nanothermite in the dust of the buildings. Well, when you look around at the response to these kinds of statements and findings, you don't see any. They're largely not reported in the American media. Professor Harrit has been on a tour of Canadian universities explaining the argument. But as far as I can tell, this wasn't even reported in the United States. And then we have firefighters for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth, scholars for 9/11 Truth. And when you have over 100 firefighters, many of whom were actually in the buildings, and they report not only hearing numerous explosions, some in the sub-basements, but experiencing them personally, you know, being thrown about by the explosions. And you have pilots, both commercial and military, who question the maneuvers. You would think that there would be some response to this, but there's not. There's just sort of a blanket, oh, these are conspiracy theorists. And so they don't believe the government's reports, so we don't have to pay attention to them. Well, you know, the government's own a report is a conspiracy theory. In fact, it seems to me to be an even less likely conspiracy theory, because it says that a handful of Arabs outwitted the CIA, the FBI, indeed all 16 American intelligence agencies, all intelligence agencies of America's allies, including Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency. They outwitted the National Security Council, NORAD, air traffic control, and airport security four times in 1 hour on the same morning. Now, if something this improbable happened, it, from my own time in government, what you would have had the president, the Congress, the media demanding to know how there could be such massive failure, not just of intelligence, but operational failure, the inability to get up interceptor jets. So many failures. And yet the Bush administration resisted any kind of inquiry for a year or perhaps two. I can't remember. I remember the 9/11 families were demanding an inquiry. They wanted to know how could this happen. And finally, they put together simply a political commission. There were no experts on this commission. They were all former politicians who, generally speaking, are very tame people. They've been there a long time. Their human capital is tied up with their connections to Washington. They don't want to ruin those connections. So they're basically compliant. And yet we see four of the members of the commission were not, at least after the report came out. So when you look at all of this, it makes you wonder what really is going on when there's so much contrary evidence, not from kooks, but from professionals. You can't say a professor of nanochemistry at the University of Copenhagen is a kook who would make up a story about nanothermite if he didn't find it. He certainly couldn't go out and buy any to add to the dust. You can't get it. It's a military grade thing. So you would think that there would be all kinds of uproar and what's going on. And then we have all these public statements from the from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that they didn't look for explosives.
In fact, they said they didn't look for explosives because there was no evidence that they would find any evidence for explosives. So if you can parse that circular logic, good luck.
So, you know, it just looks bad. And yet, we don't know that the United States government blew up the buildings. If you look at the buildings, they're not falling down from structural damage. You know, the structural damage was asymmetrical. So you would think that if you were going to have falling buildings from airplane damage, that the top part of the building above where the plane hit would fall over in the direction where the plane hit and took out supports. Nothing like this happened. It comes straight down. If you watch it, doesn't look like buildings falling down. It looks like buildings blowing up. And this is completely clear in the case of Building 7. This is a controlled demolition. And we have on tape the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, saying that the decision was made to pull the building. Now, pulling a building means you have it wired for demolition and you make it fall. And we have the fact that a high school physics teacher forced NIST to abandon its explanation of that building and to acknowledge that for a period of its fall, it was in free fall. And the only way you can have a building falling in free fall is there must be no support underneath the area that's falling. So the only way you can have all support disappearing at the same time is with some form of explosive or some form of steel searing, melting explosive. So when you look at all of this, you come back to the question, why aren't there questions? Why is all of this simply ignored? I mean, there has been some effort to address some of the contrary evidence, but most of it is just ignored. And people say, well, look, if this was government conspiracy, you couldn't keep it secret. But you most certainly can. We've had 100 firefighters in the building say they heard explosions. They experienced them, but it has no effect. So I think it's very easy to keep something secret. Most people, all they know about it is they saw on television the buildings, the tower, the two towers. Most people don't even know about the third building yet. He saw the two towers, and the government told them Al-Qaeda did it, and that's the end of the story. It, you know, to try to read technical stuff or scientific explanations, and most people don't have the education. They can't follow it, and they're content with the government's account. It is emotionally satisfying. The contrary account is very disturbing. And so we have this amazing situation, James, where the defining element of our time, this is the most important event of our time. It has caused the United States to be in perpetual war for over a decade. The war now has involved 6 Muslim countries. There doesn't appear to be any end of it. Syria seems to be about to be hit as well, and Iran is still there. It has brought us into confrontations with China and Russia. The destruction of the Gaddafi regime in Libya, it was designed to evict China from its oil investments in Libya. We have here at home the rise of a domestic police state. It now turns out that that Justin Raimondo's internet site, antiwar.com, is being monitored by the FBI, and who suspect him of being in the employ of foreign powers simply for opposing the war. And we've had well-known, internationally known law professors put on terrorist watch lists because they refuse to be informers on their clients. In other words, you know, one of the requirements of being an attorney is you respect the attorney-client privilege. And yet, when they refuse to violate this and not rat on their clients, they get put on terrorist watch lists. Well, these are amazing developments for a country that claims to have freedom and democracy and a rule of law and accountable government. And yet nothing results. So it looks like the United States is committed to wars, which are exhausting us economically, exhausting resources. It's produced budget deficits and debt ceiling crisis that threatens the social safety net. It threatens the dollar, which is the world reserve currency, so it threatens the entire financial system of the world. And everybody's rights are disappearing. We have to, if you want to fly, you have to go through a porno scanner or else sexual groping. All of this is an absurdity. And yet we can't look at the cause of this. This strikes me as a huge failure of an alleged democratic system.
Well, that is exactly the point, I think. It is rather overwhelming to think of all of the different ways that 9/11 has affected our society, and yet whenever anyone tries to raise any questions about what happened that day, they are immediately dismissed by the both government spokesmen and their lapdog media, which seems to be completely, utterly in line with it. So let's just get back to what you were saying earlier, because I would just like to stress that everything you just said there is absolutely non-controversial as matters of fact. And yet it would be quite roundly dismissed by any type of media discussion on the issue. But getting back to the 9/11 commissioners themselves, I mean, some of the actual quotations of what they actually said are so startling. And I think very few people have really taken the time to actually study what the commissioners themselves said about their own commission. Of course, there's the famous quip from Hamilton and Kane that they were set up to fail. But there are other startling admissions as well, including John Lehman, who said that we purposely put together a staff that had, in a way, conflicts of interest, which is a rather stunning admission. And the senior counsel to the commission, John Farmer, said, quote, "I was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described. The tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to us and the public for 2 years. This is not spin. This is not true." And just quotation after quotation from the commissioners themselves showing that there was a concerted cover-up going on at various levels of government and within their own commission to keep the truth from the people. And yet, despite this, again, people are dismissed for having any questions about that. That's a remarkable state of affairs if we take the proposition at face value that the media is still an independent entity that's out there fighting for the public interest. But I guess we pretty much have to dismiss that notion now that the last 10 years has proven that the media has become warmongers and basically spokesmen for the government, hasn't it?
It's a ministry of propaganda. It's, you know, what Gerald Celente calls them, prostitutes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Pentagon admits more 9/11 remains dumped in landfill. This is Behind the Headlines on Global Research TV. A new report released on Monday by the Pentagon reveals that some of the unidentifiable remains from victims at the Pentagon and Shanksville sites on September 11th were disposed of in a landfill. The details come from a report by a review committee examining operations of the Air Force Mortuary Division at Dover Air Force Base. The report notes that before 2008, disposal of unidentified remains was delegated to subcontractors. The guidelines at the time called for the contractors to incinerate the remains and dump the ashes in landfills. In a press conference earlier this week, Pentagon spokesman John Abizaid confirmed that this section of the report applied to the remains of some of the victims of 9/11.
Well, I understand how sensational the notion is. There was a point where people considered going to the crematorium, and in some states it's law that that is the final disposition of the fallen.
This is not the first controversy to arise regarding the disposal of remains of 9/11 victims. In 2003, New York City medical examiner Charles Hirsch wrote that he was virtually certain that human remains from the World Trade Center had been left at the Fresh Kills landfill, where debris from the buildings had been taken to be sifted. In 2005, the city medical examiner officially ended the process of identifying remains from the debris of the World Trade Center site, with only 1,585 victims being identified by their remains. In 2007, victims' families' worst fears about what happened to the unidentified remains were confirmed by Eric Beck, a senior supervisor of the recycling facility that sifted the debris, who swore in an affidavit that some of the remains ended up in a mixture that was used to pave roads and fill potholes in New York. In 2008, Judge Alvin Hellerstein of the Federal District Court in Manhattan threw out a case by victims' family members who were petitioning for the right to continue searching the landfill for the remains of their loved ones. In 2010, the city relented and the search began again for the human remains, this time using new methods and technologies. The remains of 20 more victims were soon discovered in the rubble. The mystery of why the city fought so hard to prevent the victims' family members from continuing their search for their loved ones is compounded by the entire operation to remove and destroy the evidence from Ground Zero as quickly as possible. By September 29, 2001, just 2 weeks after the attacks, over 130,000 tons of debris had been removed from the site. In all, 185,101 tons of structural steel were hauled away from Ground Zero, most of it sold to the Chinese firm Bao Steel, which purchased it at $120 per ton, significantly below the average price of $160 paid by local U.S. steel mills. Of that 185,101 tons of steel, almost all of it was scrapped, with FEMA saving just 150 pieces of steel for further study. The Building Performance Assessment Team tasked by FEMA with writing the WTC Building Performance Study was not even allowed access to the site or to collect steel samples from the salvage yards. Even more remarkably, as firefighters like Eric Lawyer have pointed out, the destruction of evidence represented by this so-called cleanup of the site in fact violated numerous specific guidelines about the preservation of crime scene evidence for further investigation.
The NFPA 9.3.6, it covers spoliation of evidence. What it reads is once evidence has been removed from the scene, it should be maintained and not destroyed or altered until the investigation is complete. The steel was melted down prior to the investigation. We know that from their own admission. This is no conspiracy theory stuff. 19.2.4, exotic accelerants. If on the scene you find melted steel or concrete, you should consider the use of exotic accelerants. And they specifically say in the manual, thermite mixtures produce exceedingly hot fires that can account for melted steel and concrete. It also says they leave residues that can be tested for visually and chemically identifiable. Again, they did not test for it. And just put it in perspective, on a routine house fire, if we suspect even the slightest use of an accelerant, we're going to test for it when there's no fatalities, when there's very little property damage. So to not do it on this, there is absolutely no excuse. I can't drive that point home enough.